People love to drive around with music real loud in their cars. I don't know if you all can hear that.
I hear that there's something.
People just they drive around. There's many stories beneath this window. They're just driving around with their windows rolled down and music pumped up real loud.
There's a guy in my neighborhood who got a new sound system that he's really happy about. And he drives around with the windows closed. And it is it's such a sonic assault that our windows rattle to the extent that I'm worried they'll break because they're old. I've heard loud bass before, but this is the loudest, most vibrational bass that I've experienced coming from not a stadium. You know, it's like,
yeah, I mean,
it's wild.
I've driven around in a car with my own music turned up pretty loud before. I don't know. It's fun. But, you know, and there's only so much of not an old person you can sound like when you complain about the music in someone's car. But having said that, based on what I hear, like when I go to drop a letter in the mailbox downstairs at street level, I don't see how you can actually enjoy the music at some of those bass levels, man.
Yeah.
It's
not be the point anymore because
tell
what end of music it is or that the bass you can.
Oh yeah, it could be literally any genre at a certain point. Like, it could be any genre of music. They could be listening to God darn Beethoven in there, and you wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, this is constant. It's a constant shuddering. So like you can't even distinguish a beat that is there because it's just like it literally shakes the house like there's an earthquake.
It could either be the sound system just renders all genres identical, or it just could be the genre of the future.
Yeah, it might just be playing hardcore,
the genreless music of the future. Just putting it on and just driving around with white noises on in there.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
It's kind of a thing.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'd be interested if that was what was going on here. I think you would particularly enjoy hearing this person go by, Tim, one time and then never again in your life.
Oh yeah,
it's really something.
Yeah, I have a pretty decent time over here. It's just, it feels like every time I'm about to record something, somebody just parks their car outside and starts blasting. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
There's a guy in my neighborhood who plays music loud from his car, but it's like, I got the idea at some point, like, to ask him, what he's got in there, because it sounds really legitimately good outside of his car. Like it's really good sounding sound system.
It's designed to share with the world. Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. And, but it's not like it's not distorted in any way. It's really clear and you can hear the mids and the highs and the lows. You can hear it all really super clearly. And I was impressed by it. And I was like, maybe I'll ask that guy because I see that he lives in the neighborhood. And then I took a look at him and I was like, maybe I won't.
What was he like?
One of the roughest, broken faced looking dudes I've ever seen in my life. He just looks like he wouldn't
got into take a any fight seriously.
On the way from getting out of another fight. Like I don't know. There's some dudes that are just so tough looking in the facial area that you're like, maybe I'll just not talk to them ever, you know?
Yeah. There's just some tough dudes.
Yeah.
There's some wild tough dudes. What we have here in New York that, I know you also have in the Bay Area to a certain extent, but I don't believe it is as, at least in so much as I recall, I don't believe it is as ubiquitous a behavior, as it is here to, carry a big old Bluetooth speaker onto like every transit vehicle.
Yeah, we don't just have that as much.
Like, the teenagers, it's teenagers
it's
are doing
like
this.
People on bikes and here.
Oh
that
yeah, yeah,
with
the
like,
with the hanging on the bike, off their backpack. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was on the bus the other day, the train actually, and there were teenagers, just a bunch of them, and they had like this big old Bluetooth, and they weren't some kind of like subway dancers. They were just listening to their music on the train, just sitting around. And the train in New York, can't stress this enough, quite loud.
Sure. Yeah.
It sounds like it is driving over broken bones from like Terminator skeletons. Mm-hmm. You know, like metal bones. Like it sounds horrifying. And they've got this thing pumped up like louder than that. And they're just you know, sitting, chilling, listening to their music. And I'm like, are the 80s back? Like the boombox idea, yeah, of somebody carrying a boombox. It's like, I don't know. It's I wouldn't do that, but yeah,
it's true. But I guess once people's methods of self-expression have to a certain degree there, then that sort of thing starts to become more appealing, I think. Yep.
This country don't give people nothing, and the New York City subway sure is one of the more depressing places in the world. This isn't a complaint that they're listening to music on the train. It's like, it's pretty depressing on that subway on like a good day.
Yeah.
I was on the train the other night, and somebody got on the train and stabbed someone. And then I had to get off the train together with a couple hundred other people. And that was much worse than having kids come on with a boombox, right?
Certainly.
But it's like when you've got that sort of thing going on, man, it was horrible. It was really, really scary because mm-hmm. I didn't know if there was a gun or what.
Right.
You know, it's just everybody's all primed for it. There have been several shootings on the subway this year.
Yeah, I've been
including
hearing about
a couple that did end up with multiple fatalities and such. So one rides the subway at their peril. And it's also late all the time. There's fires on the tracks. There's rats on the train. You know, there's sometimes the train just smells like turds, like real bad. The BART ain't got nothing on this. I had to go to the doctor yesterday. I get down there and it says the train's coming in 1 minute. I had to wait 48 minutes for the train.
Yeah, that sounds
so
right.
It's just things like that. And
we don't have so much of the physical violence, and we have more of the property theft. You get a lot of people sitting by the exits that get their phone or their backpack stolen. Somebody runs out with it real quick.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
You probably get that over there too, though.
Yeah, you don't notice what with all of the screaming and stabbing.
Yeah.
it's pretty bad. Oh man, I've had some subway tales this past week or so. I've had some bad times on the bus this past week. I should mm-hmm. probably just take Ubers everywhere, but that adds up, man.
It does.
I don't know, man. New York.
Not if you never leave the house.
Yeah, that's the dream. God darn it. I got to go out there and get MRIs and whatnot. What's going on here on this show today? I saw everybody's hungry.
Yeah.
So the show has been shortened. Because it's been pre-shortened? What because of the hunger of its participants?
That's correct.
Is that what I understand?
Yeah, it's been a very busy day of meetings for me. And Frank's lunch got moved somehow.
It's delivery day here. I get included on the Other Ocean weekly lunch, which I'm very happy about. And
I see.
It's just later than usual, but it's here now, and I've been eating on mute, so I don't care anymore.
Well,
eating on mute.
I was able to eat a bowl of cereal in the 15 minutes I had before this started, but looks like I had 30 minutes before it started, so I could eat in my whole thing.
What you over there silently consuming, Frank? What kind of food you got? What is it?
This would be a barbecue, so of little interest to participants of this show.
Indeed.
BBQ.
You might like these Brussels sprouts, though. They're impeccably roasted.
I'm not a big fan of Brussels sprouts, to tell you the truth.
I like them.
I love them.
I mean, I've liked them about the same amount since the first time I've eaten them. No. Well, no. When I was 5 years old, Brussels sprouts were referred to. We call them Brussels sprouts back in those days. Brussels sprouts were the go-to food kids hate, right?
Yes.
On cartoons and TV shows. Kids hate Brussels sprouts. Mom is making Brussels sprouts. Ooh, right? Like, Mom is making Brussels sprouts and broccoli for dinner. Right? Like, they were like the go-to. The first time I ate, so I delayed my first consumption of them based on their ill reputation. First time I consumed them, I thought, these are pretty good. They were made in some kind of a brown butter, something like that, roasted. And then I just remember them becoming like a mainstream cuisine thing where it was everybody around in my age group was going bonkers about Brussels sprouts. Right around the time everybody was drinking kale juice or whatever, right? I don't know if they still do that. Trendy vegetables. A vegetable can just arrive into fashion at some point. I do think it was Brussels sprouts' historical ill reputation amongst the children, the cartoon-viewing child public, that springboarded them, slingshotted them into 2010's cuisine popularity. I don't think that's any kind of a controversial stance.
I think that's probably right.
Sorry again that I forgot what time it was.
It'll happen.
Oh, it's all right. We got started. Yeah.
There's just been a lot that's happened in the past week, so I've been kind of overwhelmed and only just now getting back into the swing of things. So it's just everything is happening.
Yeah, I can relate. I'm looking at a molar right now, holding it in my hand. It used to be in my mouth, but now it's here in my hand. For example, of something that's going on.
I definitely want to get that taken care of ASAP. Because
When
I had that happen to me, they ended up finding out I needed like reconstructive jaw surgery. That was fun.
Yeah, I'm on the case. It's definitely not something that I wish to continue with. But it sucks. It's a usually I like to do this stuff out of the country, but I don't have time for that because it's cheaper to, for example, fly to Japan, stay in an Airbnb for 2 weeks, eat all your meals out in a restaurant, get your dental work there, and then come back home than it is to just go to the dentist here.
I think when I did my GoFundMe for dental a year or two ago, somehow you saw that and you mentioned trying that. I ended up not being able to because of the other stuff I'm dealing with, but it was like, I should do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you can get the time and the inclination and the funding, it works. I mean, but sometimes you just got to get it all done. And especially if you need something like braces, you can't go do that in another country because they gotta keep coming back. You have to go in there and get adjustments every couple weeks or whatever. So then you're stuck. But luckily, I don't need that. I just have a tooth what's gone and needs to. Oh my god, my friend just texted me. I don't know. He's really texting me all these end of days kind of things right now.
I got friends like that.
He just texted me this a screenshot of an article that says 7 TikTok dances you can do to save Roe versus Wade.
Oh, I saw this.
Jesus Christ.
Oh Lord. Hey, Bibby.
Bibbithy.
My baby boy's here, everybody.
All right. Are we all ready
to
go?
He's such a good dog. He's such a good dog.
I am ready
dog.
To go.
Doc, we ready?
Yeah, I'm good.
Brandon?
Hey, how you doing over there, Doc? How you been?
I'm cool. I'm just looking at
my horrible Tim.
Yeah, my baby dog. Do you see how he likes to just lay here on my
He's just flopping his front legs down. He doesn't they don't need support. That's weird.
Yeah, he's very, very light. He's very lightweight.
Oh yeah, that's probably part of it. How many pounds does that guy weigh? Like 6?
He's a little 9. Over 6, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's a tiny dog.
Our guy's 17 pounds. He's a
wow.
Oh yeah, that's like almost 3 of him. Yeah, you can one hand this boy. Dog. I kind of felt weird one handing my dog just because you get your hand up under his ribs, you just pick him up, and then I saw the Westminster Dog Show, the Pomeranian event where they're judging the Pomeranians, and all of the owners are just picking them up with one hand. They're smaller than mine though. They're all a little bit smaller than Bibby. But,
I think you're in the acceptable range. I see.
Yeah, he's a one-handed dog. Pick him on up.
I guess I should finally watch the movie Thief, because James Caan is dead.
Mm. That means you got to watch it.
Means I got to watch it. I mean, it's a good time to pay attention to things while it's in your memory. Honor them, as it were. It's got to be streaming.
Yeah,
they
appreciate it. They appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, from
Brandon, I got Super Mario Sunshine on the screen over here, and it was just playing on the little OBS window on my computer this whole time we were talking, and I was thinking Super Mario Sunshine is the Sega Mario. I mean, it's not made by Sega, but it is a Sega Mario game.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
flat out. It's like if Sega made a Mario, that's it.
It's probably my least favorite one, so that's interesting. But it's definitely.
I mean, I would say it's the Sega. Yeah,
and it is floppier.
I don't like it visually. It is floppy.
It is floppier.
It's I don't really like it. I mean, I've never really liked it, but it's like it's all right. I don't know.
It's just weird.
It's Mario. I don't like the stupid the absolute commitment to just like the shiny diarrhea all over everything.
Yeah.
Tropical Island, shiny diarrhea. That's why I can't chill with Splatoon either, dude. It's just shiny neon diarrhea all over everything. Game design's meticulous. The music is wonderful. It's a neat, you know, it's a heck of a swing, a big swing, world building wise, for Nintendo of all people to make a game about squid children fighting turf wars in a deep post apocalyptic future.
Territory with colored ink. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's got a whole lot going on in it.
Yeah, is Splatoon Nintendo's Jet Set Radio?
Oh, man.
Basically, yeah.
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 Based on how, yeah, so that's the other way. Yeah, it's just like the inverse of the question.
Yeah, what if we Nintendo-fy JSRF?
Well, what would be the best Sega of old franchise for Nintendo of now to make Jet Set Radio, Splatoon?
Another real good one for that would be Sonic. I would definitely rather have Nintendo making Sonic at this point, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, man. That Super Mario Odyssey, I kept thinking the whole time. I'm like, it'd be so cool if they made a Sonic game.
Yeah.
Just the whole time. I was like, if you put Sonic in here, I'd just play the whole game again if you could just play it as Sonic.
Turn Sonic into a game about how fun it is to jump. I mean, that's never been Sonic.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, they could easily do it. They could do it. They could pull it off. They
absolutely could. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got everybody. Everybody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're here.
Everybody.
Unless there's somebody else. Who, yeah. Oh, I'm ultra hydrated.
I have the ability to be hydrated. It's
there
next
you go.
To me.
That's the important part. All right. So.
I know me and Brandon have talked about Star Trek a little bit here. Did you watch Discovery, Brandon?
No, I didn't. It just really didn't appeal to me.
I think Discovery's pretty good. So it's like I watched Strange New Worlds first because I had this brilliant idea. There's a new Star Trek show. This is the one I'm gonna watch. And I feel like I was like in like the 10 minutes into the second episode, I was like, I know what this is a response to. I'd never seen an episode of Star Trek. Right. I'd never seen a full episode of Star Trek. I'd just seen little scenes. So I was like, I had a general idea what an episode of Star Trek is like, you know, it's a little episode. They go on an adventure or whatever. And it's just I had this immediate I sketched in my head exactly what this Strange New Worlds show was a response to. Right. I was like, clearly the other new Star Trek show, Star Trek Discovery, must be exactly like this idea I had in my head. And it turned out that I was like, I'm going to check out Discovery and see if it is. And it turns out, lol, it is exactly what I thought. And I guess I kind of enjoyed that first season. It's stupid as heck, dude.
I'll probably watch it eventually. I just got to get Paramount Plus or whatever.
Yeah. It's very much prestige television. But also, it's got some janky old sci-fi stuff to it as well. So there's a janky old sci-fi movie. Stupidity to some of the plotting, and I personally really enjoyed that first season like a Super Nintendo JRPG, basically, is what it kind of felt like to me. And not one of my favorite things of all time, but I laughed a lot at the plotting. So that's a recommendation just for Brandon. Don't be afraid of it. That's what I would say.
All right.
I'm sure it has I can guess at what its reputation is among the fan community now, having seen the entire first season of Star Trek: The Next Generation. I know Star Trek: The Next Generation gets better, and I know that first season was bad. It was like chewing on newspaper, dude. It was real, real bad. But I mean, I did enjoy it though. So there's, you know, there's that. That's me, everybody. It was real bad, but I did enjoy it. Just gonna
I get
put that on my god darn tombstone, right? You know, I get a lot of people sending me emails and concerned messages saying that I sound like I complain too much about my job. And you know, sure, Adobe Premiere, not a nice guy, you know, not a friendly individual to deal with 12 hours a day.
But you know, I kind of a jerk.
I do have some good times though. Every once in a while I'm laughing real loud. So similarly with the Star Trek The Next Generation, I'm excited to watch more of that show. But yeah, my recommendation for the week is, if you're Brandon Sheffield, don't be afraid of Star Trek Discovery.
Just go for it.
Yeah, check it out.
Fair enough.
And also watch that Strange New Worlds.
I will.
There you go.
I will.
I haven't seen any of the Star Trek shows that you've said you like, but I will.
Excellent.
On my quest. But I think Strange New Worlds might probably just be one that you like.
That's what
so
I hear.
There's that.
Yeah.
Except for that first episode part where they showed January 6th and say that was the low point of human society.
I'm glad to know about that in advance. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
Lord.
If you think of it as like a punchline for a joke,
it's not quite so bad. Someone,
I was able to spectate a discussion where someone talked about similar things perpetrated by vintage Star Trek shows, and it made me feel not so bad about it anymore. Similar specific references, and I was like, all right, I guess it's in line with the series. There's people out there who are mad that Star Trek is woke. Did you see this? They're out there being like, the new Star Trek is too woke.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm an idiot who doesn't know anything about Star Trek, but I'm pretty sure it's like it was always the woke TV show.
Wasn't it? Point. The entire point was that it was woke. That was
it was literally the 1960s, and I don't know. I'm not, you know, connect some dots. I'm not gonna do your coloring book homework for you, kids out there. It's just it was I'm not gonna color the picture for you, but go connect the dots.
Man, I was looking something up, and I this comment has really stuck with me, unfortunately. There was someone on Reddit or something saying Star Trek and the Orville are examples of a liberal's idea of a good future. What are some sci-fi that have a conservative's idea of a good future? And I was like, I don't know. Have you watched any of the movies the Nazis made?
I think Warhammer 40K.
It's about
man, I don't want to spoil anything, but Star Trek Discovery, man, there's a whole arc. Ah, man, I don't want to get into it, but I thought it was. I know you, Brandon, were saying that you've heard it's not as utopian as other Star Trek.
Yeah.
But it's like there's literally they go to an alternate dimension where. Cut this part out, editor, if that's considered a spoiler. That's hilarious. Like, it's very much going head to head with the idea of how good is Starfleet, right? How innately good they are. This is how bad it could have been, right? Yeah. Like, I think that's kind of neat. So, yeah, if you saw someone looking for they wanted a more conservative viewpoint, mm-hmm. it's like,
I guess that's
the Discovery does a pretty good job of illustrating how messed up that it is to ask for that, but it does it on purpose, so that's fun.
Yeah, it might have. It was kind of like not even like lampshading, right? It's kind of like pointing out. I was like, no, it would be pretty bad, so don't.
It would be like this.
It would be like this. No one wants this. Do you want this? And then someone will be like, yes, please. It's like, all right, well, now we know who not to talk to.
He might like a Katamari.
Yeah, something like that.
Those weapons in Bloodborne are wild. They're all flipping out.
He might like one of those Armored Core games or something.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to blow stuff up. He wants Earth Defense Force or something like that.
He'd love a Tony Hawk. He'd love a Rock Band.
Skate 3, you can get that in 4K 60 on the Xbox Series X. I got it. I like that game.
You know what? I bet they'd like The Sims. Just, like, knowing what it's like to live like a normal human.
I think Donatello's a big simmer, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They probably dream of having, like, a surface home and, like, a family. Yeah.
Wait, which one of the Ninja Turtles is the one who wishes he had a human girlfriend the most? Is that Raphael?
I think it depends on the incarnation. I know in the 2012 show, Donatello had a thing for April.
Oh, man.
They all had a thing for April in the movie, though.
That ain't going
to
work.
No, she did not reciprocate. He had to get over it.
I mean, yeah, April's pretty hot, but yeah, those guys are turtles. What are they? They're teenagers? Come
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
I mean, that's two strikes already, you know?
Right. You're on thin ice, buddy. Welcome to Turtlecast.
Yeah, it's real weird that she'd be hanging out with those turtles. I'm taking this turtle question too seriously. We played that Turtles game.
Yeah.
Remember that? Remember that?
Yeah, we should get back to that soon.
Yeah, we had a good time with that one.
Yeah, I feel like I have a better time with that than Streets of Rage 4. So I might pick it up. Yeah.
All right. It's got lots of moves in it.
Does anyone need water or anything?
I'm actually okay. Oh,
I got my water.
All right. Let's roll into the next part of the show then.
Brandon, I saw a trailer the other day for a movie with Snoop Dogg in it.
Yeah.
Did you see this trailer?
I think I might have. Movie, which one?
It's a movie called Day Shift about Jamie Foxx is a vampire hunter.
Yeah.
I saw the first couple seconds of it on Twitter. And then, like, a minute later, I was like, yeah, I'll watch this.
Mm-hmm. Now, I put that one on my list of things that I will watch.
Movies to actually watch?
Movies that I will watch when there is a new season of Bridgerton, which is when we will be purchasing one additional month of...
Bridgingtown! We've been watching Bridgingtown over here, dude.
So,
got into season two.
Once there's a Bridgerton season three, then we will have Netflix again. For 1 month, but until that time we do not have Netflix, and so I'm just making a little list of things that I will watch at that time. And
yeah, that's probably the way to do it.
Yep.
I've been watching that Bridgerton. That show's it's interesting. It's there's some boldness in that show in terms of the structuring and the whatnot.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't actually watched it myself, but I hear good things.
All right.
Oh, it's back, I mean, I'm not sure what good things people say about it, but my good things are, I just find it quite bold that they...
Did you already launch into recommendations?
Nope.
No. We don't, right. No. We don't know how to
sort of
do anything
accidentally talking about Bridgerton.
Oh, wow.
I was recommending that people watch this trailer for this movie with Snoop Dogg in it. It's the only reason Snoop Dogg was on my mind. He plays like a vampire hunter guru. Did Paul give recommendations?
Yeah.
Here's a bonus one.
Did RRR.
Quick bonus one.
Oh, yeah.
Love Island, yeah. USA. Just
Love
watch
Island,
it.
USA.
Yeah, just watch it. It's great.
Wait, is Love Island a, is that a Brit thing?
It is.
Is it like an Oi Oi Mate Brit thing or a Gov Mate Brit thing?
It's more on the Oi Oi Mate side of
Oi
things.
Oi Oi Mate, Oi Gov, or does anybody describe anything as completely mental in the show?
Sometimes, yeah.
Because that's, that would be a bit much for me.
Oh, yeah, you'd probably hate it. The USA ones doesn't have that problem.
We watched this Korean show called Singles Inferno.
It
was so bad.
It's, yeah.
It was so incredibly bad. I ended up following one of the guys on Instagram. Just, you know, because it was the guy was intriguing to me, and it was such a bad TV show that was like cranking up everything I dislike about just talking to people in real life, I love talking to people when it's cool, you know, but it was so uncomfortable and weird to watch this show. And also the artifice of it was just horrible. And I heard described to me by a good friend that it's reminiscent of Terrace House. In terms of like the chastity of it, there's this weird chastity to the show. And then the biggest problem is that the people are so unrealistic. Like you'll probably never meet a person who looks like that. And there's this core conceit of the show that no one on the island is allowed to tell anyone else what their age is or what they do for a living. How will they fall in love? And if they don't, they lose. And if they don't lose, they don't really get anything. And if they lose, they don't, there's no kind of anything.
It's like, oh, what's the premise here?
But they win an Instagram follower in one of that guy's case.
Yeah, it's like the elevator pitch is drunk, basically. So it's like, I did not fully understand like what was going, like they're not allowed to tell each other what their job is or what the how old they are. They're all monstrously, like, disgustingly hyper attractive, conventionally good looking people of monsterated physical fitness. These dudes are like ripped like JoJo characters with faces like K-pop idols. Like, it is unbelievable the way these people look, you know? Yeah. Like and then it's like who cares? Like, it, like, oh, I think I like him, but he might be 2 years older than me, and I would prefer he be 1 year older than me. It's like, what?
Yeah.
And then they're all just basically the same age, and then one of them is like 30, and somebody's really disappointed to find out one of these people is 30. And it's like, oh, I can't believe he's 30 and I'm 27. It's like, oh man. And it's just like the flimsiest, like frailest, just like self-loathing, encouraging nonsense. It's like just encouraging people in the audience to hate themselves is what it feels like, which is a very different tactic from what I have observed American reality TV shows do, which is either show people blandly fixing things or show people getting real mad at each other, right? Isn't that kind of how they do it? I'm not here to make friends. Right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've all walked into a room and knew going in that we were not there to make friends. We don't usually say it out loud, right? You've ever been in a room where you're like, I'm definitely not here to
make friends.
I'm not afraid to step on some toes.
I mean, I've been on a lot of video game, been to a lot of video game events. I'm definitely not there to make friends at those.
Oh, yeah. Every once in a while, you run into somebody who is.
Mm-hmm.
I am very rarely on a subway to make friends. I'm never at the DMV to make friends.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But if you did, you'd have a smooth ride after that. Like, if you made friends with someone that worked at the DMV, like, imagine that.
Oh, someone that works there? That's not going to happen.
But if you did,
you get so little access to them. Your window to make friends at the DMV with someone who works is so small.
Yeah, but once you have it, then they can expand that window of all the things you could do. Like, suddenly your world is open.
Every time you need to renew your driver's license in person every 5 years, you get they let you make a real appointment.
Mm-hmm. So I need to get a real ID in order to fly in 2023.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm getting one of those. Your passport.
I'm kidding.
Okay, I do have a passport. That's
the real ID is a nice thing to have.
Guess what I got on the weekend? You probably
a handgun.
Can't guess. Yeah, I got a couple of those.
A hamburger.
I was at Half Price Books. And
HPB.
HPB, and I saw
which one? Which one was you at?
I was in the Concord one.
I love that Concord one.
I went to the Concord one.
Oh, really? You're at the Concord one?
Yeah, but
that's my Half Price Books.
That's in a different location.
Capriati's right there.
Than it was when you lived.
Oh, it's not in the same one. It was on little old Concord Main Street with that little whimsical park. I loved that area.
Yeah, it's not there anymore.
There's a Capriati's and a Fry's. I assume the Fry's ain't there anymore.
Fry's is a big old
blowed up husk.
Yep.
Is it a crater?
Capriati's on my block.
The only one, the first one in New York. Yeah, there's a Capriati's in New York now.
I saw a DVD set there. For Long Vacation.
Oh!
Yeah. So I'm going to give it another try now. I'm going to try watching Long Vacation again. And here's my plan. So since I saw it on on DVD, I was like, okay, I will watch this on my CRT, on my PS2 DVD player. So
for maximum immersion, put the CRT on the floor and sit on a pillow.
Yeah, there we go.
To watch it the way... everyone in Japan probably watched it when it was airing.
I could watch it on my 13-inch screen or my 32-inch screen, but I think that so watching it in a lower fidelity will help me get into the vibe better.
Yeah.
It's my thinking.
Heck of a good show.
What is this? What is it called?
There's a TV show called Long Vacation. It is a Japanese TV drama from the 90s, from 1996. the Konami logo appears in it like 12 Whoa. Times as I chronicled quite meticulously in my Tokimeki Memorial review. It stars Takuya Kimura, who you may know as Yagami, Detective Yagami from the game Judgment, if you play Judgment. It stars him as a young baby boy. He was still in a boy band at the time, SMAP. He still is now, but I mean, they were still boys at that time. It's the first dramatic role of young Takuya Kimura, and he is just beautiful and wonderful in it.
It's on YouTube?
It is on YouTube, yeah. It is on YouTube, so you could watch it on there. I can send you. I can hook you up with something if you want.
Hook it up.
So basically, I have the ones that are the fan subs that are on YouTube, which are not they're not super good. But my girlfriend was able to appreciate the show 100% with those fan subs. Cool. So I have that version, but in a higher resolution. That's pretty nice, and you can put it on your Plex or whatever. It is just a TV drama serial. It's got Takuya Kimura and Tomoko Yamaguchi in it. They teamed up for another drama a few years later. But it is just a pretty simple, a Japanese TV drama, 13 episodes, right? So it's like it's not like a long thing, and it is just one of the best novel sized stories that you're ever going to see, in my opinion. The characters are just incredibly good, and the plotting is very good, and the character development is good, and everything is great. Brandon was unable to enjoy it when he first watched it because he found the female lead annoying
It's not only that,
right?
I have a hard time with the extremely the stilted acting that is popular in
the TV dramas,
in the TV dramas,
especially the older J dramas,
it kicks me out of the experience. It's hard for me to put myself in there because I'm just like, these aren't people. I can't think of them as humans.
In Long Vacation, you get kind of a weird blend because Tomoko Yamaguchi is very over the top.
Yeah.
In one style, and Takuya Kimura is a far more naturalistic actor. You know, he's basically Brando compared to her. He's like far more like going for like more of a world class movie style acting in that show. He's far more understated and subtle, and he seems like a real person compared to her. Still a little J drama style, but
definitely.
I mean, it's worth pointing out that the female leads, the nature of artifice is an extremely essential,
doing it on purpose.
Extremely essential aspect of her character.
It's
and
just
you
hard.
You eventually get to meet like the real person who thinks she's supposed to act that way, and you will be made and meticulously to sympathize with her by the end of the story.
I think the trouble for me
quite a beautiful journey.
I don't know that it would be possible for me to ever forget that these are actors acting. Like I don't think that I can just start watching it and have it be like a thing that I'm in. It's always going to be like I am looking at these people yelling.
The opening 20 minutes is very visceral, very famous. In all discussions about Japanese TV dramas, like the opening 20 minutes of the first episode is, you know, you say what you will about the acting, the writing, the pacing of it, the establishment of all the themes, both short and long term, everything is just very, I mean, the craft of the writing over the course of the series is phenomenal. There are a few turns in there that are none of which involve, you know, massive twists or upsets, or everything is just very gentle, and there are a few little turns that are just marvelous. Yeah. I would recommend if you're going to watch one Japanese TV drama, first of all, where are they on the streaming services, right? There are hundreds of them, and they're all owned by like three Japanese broadcasting companies. Where in God's name are they? why are they not subtitled on Netflix? Is nobody listening here? Long Vacation should be on Netflix, right? I mean, it was filmed on Sony Betacam, so it's not going to look super good.
Right.
But it'll I mean, I would still appreciate a source quality render of it.
I mean, I think it would be on some other channel. At this point, Netflix is not interested.
You'd think, yeah.
Yeah. I think someone could have like
they're letting the K-dramas eat their lunch, man.
Yeah.
These like TBS and Fuji TV gotta be like, hey, you know, we were doing this stuff really well back in the 90s and the 80s. If you want to watch these, like, they could just throw them up. There'd be so much, there'd be just viral social media posts overnight.
Oh, TikToks, TikToks.
Yeah, if Netflix got Long Vacation, you know, there'd be TikToks analyzing the themes. I mean, I can't believe how much I like that story, the Long Vacation story. Also, you know, I love Chopin, and it is very, there's a lot of Chopin in there. Mm-hmm. I've listened to the soundtrack album hundreds of times from Long Vacation. The music is amazing. Love the music. I mean, it is absolute peak 1990s Japanese drama, the TV culture. And it's just, it's one of the best, coolest things.
Yeah, as you say, I'm going to definitely, I'm going to smoke the hell out of this one.